I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. If you're an avid fan of Court TV, or perhaps Entertainment Tonight, you know it's a big week and a couple of big trials. L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant is expected to enter a not guilty plea to rape charges, and a judge today refused a request by Scott Peterson's lawyers to get his double murder trial moved out of Northern California. A recent study shows the accompanying media circus will probably be good for local businesses. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, this all sounds just a little crass, but what do these celebrity trials do for the communities that end up hosting them?
The fact is, once they do, if they do, they are big moneymakers for the community. Financial analyst Stuart Lerner started looking into this several years ago after talking to a friend who had worked as a TV cameraman during the O.J. Simpson trial. And it kind of got him wondering about the economic impact of all those people who descended on Santa Monica for the civil part of that case. And he found that you can basically apply pretty much the same models as you would for, say, a PGA tour or the Olympics or a political convention.
So how much money are we talking about?
Well, Lerner put together what he calls the monetary velocity cumulative multiplier. And the basic inputs in this equation are the number of people who come into town to cover and or watch the trial, the imports, if you will, and then all the local hiring that goes on for support positions. You have people on the air, and then behind them there are a couple or three additional people on the cameras or working the sound. And, of course, they're all spending money in the town at restaurants, pharmacies, hotels, and the like. And Lerner did the math, and it shows a tidy sum for the hosts of these media circuses.
Adding together all the current celebrity trials that are going on, it would be somewhere between the GDP of Marshall Islands and Tonga, $190 million overall.
And some of it also depends on what kind of town you live in, whether it's a small town or a larger city like New York. It's what you're getting from these trials is relative based on the size.
So the specific trials going on right now, we have the Kobe Bryant trial in a relatively small town, so they could be making a lot of money.
Exactly, yeah. And the Peterson case as well in Redwood City, if it stays there as opposed to being moved elsewhere, based on a 90-day trial, and 90 days may be optimistic for that one. So he predicts that in total for the Peterson case, it's about $28 million that could go into the local economy. For the Michael Jackson case in Santa Barbara, he's predicting $31 million, and he says the Martha Stewart trial generated more than $8 million in New York City. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, as we head into fire season here in Southern California, we're looking at how one family is coping financially after losing everything in last year's infernos.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.